and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. Charlie Ruggles was a famous comedian and character actor who has 3 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for his work in radio, movies, and television. Before the advent of radio, he was an actor on Broadway, and he won a Tony Award for a Broadway show he did in 1959. He was featured on the Texaco Star Theater in the 1930s. Then he had a couple of his own shows in the 1940s with Barrel of Fun on the Mutual Network and the Charlie Ruggles Show on CBS for the summer in 1944. Later, he starred in 2 early sitcoms. On television. This first show is Barrel of Fun, broadcast from March Field in Riverside, California, starring Charlie Ruggles. The attack on Pearl Harbor happened just 4 days before this broadcast, and Americans were facing war. Comedians kept morale high with lighthearted skits about Army life in this half-hour episode that also features upbeat swing music. Barrel of Fun, with first song, So Sweet, first broadcast December 11th, 1941, on Mutual.
The Barrel of Fun, starring Charlie Ruggles.
On to the Barrel of Fun, come let's put old Groom on the run. Come laugh with old Charlie Ruggles, drop all your worries and troubles. Come to the Barrel of Fun, come to the
Welcome to another gala evening with Benny Rubin, Verna Felton, Hanley Stafford, Sarah Berner, Jerry Hosner, Harry Lang, Viola Vaughn, Linda Ware and the Sportsman, and Dave Rose and his orchestra. Tonight, the Barrel of Fun comes to you from March Field, Riverside, California, home of one of the largest air bases where 5,500 officers and enlisted men keep them flying for America's all-out defense. We open our program, the Sportsman, accompanied by Dave Rose and his orchestra, singing So Sweet.
So charming, it's really most alarming the way that I'm falling for you. So sweet, so gentle, and oh so sentimental, no wonder I feel like I do. I love the way you talk, adore the way you walk. What's more, you're my ideal, and I can't believe you're real. If you will have me, you'll make my life complete. I love you 'cause you're so darn sweet.
Set up a few feet from the huge transport plane which has carried the cast of the Barrel of Fun from Hollywood to March Field, where the entire body of enlisted men is on hand to greet him, we present your favorite star of stage, screen, and radio, that gallant, dashing, devil-may-care, all-around soldier of fortune, Charlie Ruggles!
Well, well, at ease, man, at ease. Oh, my, I said that just like an officer, didn't I? Well, as a matter of fact, I could have been an officer. Yes, sir. When I was in the Army, I was offered a commission. But I don't know, I preferred a straight salary. I got a medal one time for capturing a man with one hand. I really did, capturing a man with one hand. Of course, if he'd had another hand, he'd probably have captured me. But I come naturally by army tactics, you know, because I come of a very military family. My great-grandfather fought with Farragut, and my grandfather fought with Grant, and my father fought with Pershing. I don't know. They just couldn't seem to get along with anybody. I don't know. But seriously speaking, we of the Barrel of Fun are honestly thrilled to be here and at this great army camp. And we want you all to have a good time, and we'll see you later when we put on our show. And in the meantime, keep 'em flying. Okay, you kids. You're on your own now. Have a good time, won't you? Be back here by showtime. All right, so long.
Oh, Charles, wasn't it wonderful of all these soldier boys to come out and meet us at the plane?
Well, that's just military courtesy, that's all, Dabby. After all, you know, I'm an old flyer myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Feathers Ruggles, they used to call me.
Why, Charles, were you in the army?
Well, I certainly was. I was even in the Foreign Legion at one time. Yes, indeed. I joined the Legion to forget.
What did you want to forget?
I don't know. I forgot. But I'll never forget. I'll never forget the time we had to put down a native uprising.
A native uprising?
Yeah. Some traitor had been feeding them yeast. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was during the time that I was ordered on a special mission, you see, Davy? Mm-hmm. And I was making my way through the jungles when suddenly I was attacked by a python.
A python?
Yeah, I knew it was a python by its rattle.
Charles, a python doesn't have a rattle.
Yeah, well, this was a baby python, you see. And then suddenly, Davy, without warning,
Charles,
it snarled at me.
Charlie Ruggles?
What?
Pythons don't snarl. They hiss. According to every book on the subject.
Oh, is that so? According to every book. Well, this python couldn't read, you see, Davy, that's the reason. Well, anyway, right at that moment, a native jumped out from behind me with a spear.
What did you do?
Well, frankly, I ran.
You mean you didn't even try to save your face?
Yeah, now listen, Davy. When anyone comes behind me with a spear, I don't worry about my face.
Charles, in your experience as a soldier of fortune, did you ever come in contact with a Colonel Weir?
A Colonel Weir?
Yes.
Do I know Colonel Weir?
Yes.
Oh, well, I should say I do. I saved his life once in the Argonne.
You did?
Well, I certainly did. He was wounded, and I carried him to a field hospital. We were almost there when one of the enemy approached me. He put his rifle up against my chest, and he fired.
Now, just a minute, Charles. If your story is true, the bullet would have gone right through your heart and killed you.
Yeah, I know, Davy, but I was so scared my heart was in my mouth at that time.
Oh, but Charles, now, you do know Colonel Weir, don't
Why,
you?
Why, certainly I know Colonel Weir. He and I are just like that.
Well,
he's on top, of course.
Charles, I'm so glad, because I want to meet him.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Well, I'd like nothing better for to have you meet him. Yes,
yes,
indeed. But right now, he's stationed at the Panama Canal.
Oh, no, he's not, Charles. He's the commanding officer right here at Marchfield.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's the commanding... He's what? No. Well, I'll see you later, Davy. I've got some ironing to do. I'll see you later.
Charles, you come out from behind that refuse can.
No, I don't want to. I like it here.
I want to meet Colonel Weir, and I want to meet him now.
Yeah, now?
Yes. There's his office right across the street.
Yeah.
Now, let's go.
But, Davy, don't you think we could put this thing off a little later?
Mr. Ruggles!
Well, what's that? Well, my goodness sake, it's Gladys Gush, the Glendale Thrush. Well. Well, Miss Gush, what are you doing here at Marchfield?
Oh, I just came down to see the soldiers. You know, I love soldiers, don't you? I do, but I love sailors, too, and even Marines. And I love the Coast Guard, too. You know, soldiers are cute, don't you think so? Yeah. I mean, after all.
Yeah. Yes, I think soldiers are very cute, to say the least. Yes, I do.
I love generals. They're so stalwart and plump, you know.
Yeah.
But then I love majors because they're so masterful.
Yeah, I think, yes. They're majors that maybe have many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, don't you think?
Oh, but captains are nice. Captains are handsome, don't you think so? I mean, after all, but then again, your lieutenants are so well-dressed.
Yeah, breathe there a soul with men so dead. I don't know.
Don't you think so? I just love generals and majors and captains and lieutenants, but I love the privates best of all because they do all the work. Don't you think so? I mean, after all.
Well, if you'll excuse me now, Miss Gush, I've got to see a man about a fatigue uniform. Will you excuse me, please?
You know, I'm always fatigued, too. My doctor says I'm terribly run down.
Yeah, you're terribly... No, you'll never run down.
You know, I've been trying everything to build myself up, but nothing seems to help.
No.
Isn't that awful? I mean, after all,
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, why don't you try some vitamin B19?
Well, does it come in a powder or a pill?
Well, either one. Won't you take a powder, my little pill?
Oh, Mr. Ruggles, I just love your jokes.
Yeah.
They remind me of my uncle. You know, he's almost 90 years old, too. Well, I should be going now, don't you think so?
Yeah.
I mean, after all, goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Goodbye. Wait a minute, I'll go with you.
Charles, you'll do nothing of the kind. You're taking me to Colonel Weir.
No, no, but I can't do that now, Dabby. This is the Colonel's conference day, and I'll have him come down to the Barrel of Fun, and you can meet him there, see?
Now you listen to me, Charlie Ruggles. I have stood for your tall stories and exaggerations long enough. This time you're going to deliver or else. Now, I'm going to find my nieces, and if you don't introduce me to the Colonel sometime today, I'm going to break every bone of your body. I'll be around if you want me.
I don't know whether to call her Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. I don't know it. Hey, Art Gilmore, what's that going on over there?
Why, we're having a jam session for some of the boys. Come on in, Charlie. Linda Ware and the Sportsmen are about to sing Daddy.
Oh, yeah?
I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything, Daddy. You ought to get the best for me. Hey, Daddy G, won't I look swell in sables, clothes with Paris labels, Daddy. You ought to get the best for me. Now, here's an amazing revelation with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration, Daddy. I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar, Daddy. You ought to get the best for me.
Hey, Daddy, she wants a diamond ring, bracelets, everything, Daddy. You ought to get the best for her. Hey, Daddy, she... won't she look swell in sables, clothes with Paris labels, Daddy? You want to get the very best for her.
Now, here's an amazing revelation with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration, Daddy. I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar, Daddy. You ought to get the best for me.
Well, here's the Colonel's office. Go ahead, knock.
Pardon me, excuse me. Is Colonel Weir in?
In, Colonel Weir. Oh, yes, he's in. Oh, yes, the Colonel's in. He's in.
Yeah. Well, I think the Colonel's in, Dabby, yes. Well, would it be possible to see Colonel Weir?
Oh, no. Oh, the Colonel's busy. Oh, very busy, very busy.
The Colonel's busy, you see.
Oh, very busy. Yeah. Busy.
Uh-huh. Well, Dabby, it looks as if the Colonel's busy. Let's go, shall we?
No, Charles. The Colonel can't be too busy for an old friend.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. Sorry. But the Colonel can't see anyone at all. Anyone at all.
At all.
Pardon me, sir. Yes. For the last time, no. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, of course. Now, if it were any other day, just any other day, it would be all right, but he's too busy. Busy.
Yeah, he's busy. You got me doing it now.
Busy.
Well, then let's all for the best, because I've got to go and see about our show anyhow, so thank you very much.
Oh, that's good. Now, if there's anything at all that I can do, let me know.
Wait a minute. There's one thing you can do for me.
Oh, really? What is it?
Put a silencer on your repeater. Come on, Dabby, will you? Come on. Now, you see how it is, Dabby. The Colonel is busy.
Hey! George Bird Ruggles!
Well, what do you know? It's Sergeant Scrunch, my old top kick. Well,
Ruggles. Why ain't you in Fort Knox with all the other gold bricks?
Well, good old Sergeant Scrunch, huh?
Did you know Mr. Ruggles of the Army, Sergeant?
Ah, so it's Mr. Ruggles now, eh? Yes. We used to call him Alphabet Ruggles. That was because he was always A-W-O-L. And he usually wound up in the B-R-I-G. Do you get it, Queenie?
Queenie? Well, please. But didn't Charles once put 1,000 men out of action?
Yeah, that's right. That's when he was the assistant cook. Do you get it, Queenie? Hey, what are you doing now, Ruggles?
Well, I'm managing the Barrel of Fun Cafe.
Oh, still peeling potatoes, eh?
Well, Saji-Waji, so you're still in the army?
Yeah, but I'll have to give it up soon. It's me, Ticker. The doc says if I don't take things easy, I'm liable to have trouble with me heart.
Well, no, what do you know? And I never dreamed you had a heart. Well, what do you think of that? Well, Gabby, you two top sergeant have so much in common that I'll leave you together for a while. What do you say? I'll see you later, huh?
Charles, don't forget I expect you to introduce me to the colonel.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, if she doesn't get to meet the colonel personally, she'll probably make it so hot for me, I'll be able to light a cigarette from my hangnail.
Hiya, Mr. Ruggles.
Well, what do you know, if it isn't the twin bombers from Birmingham, Lindy Lou and Cindy Lou. Well, are you all having a good time, you all?
We all are having fun.
Uh-huh. Well, I suppose you've already captured the heart of some lieutenant.
We all made a conquest, Mr. Ruggles. But it's not a lieutenant.
Oh? Oh, well, who all did you blitzkrieg?
Colonel Weir.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah, what'd you say? Would you say Colonel Weir?
We all didn't say nothing else but Mr. Ruggles.
You mean to say you saw Colonel Weir this afternoon?
That's right. He all was showing us army maneuvers.
Army maneuvers. Oh, army maneuvers. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, Colonel Weir is just a sugar-coated honey lamb. He's from Dixie, too.
Yeah, well, now look, Lindy and Cindy. Do you think you can get me in to see the colonel?
Bless your little old heart, sure we can. Come on, Mr. Ruggles.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Hi, y'all, Colonel Hunter.
Well, if it isn't my little mint juleps. Tell me, who's that seedy-looking civilian you got with you?
This is Mr. Ruggles.
Yeah, well, how do you do, Colonel Weir? It's certainly a pleasure.
Ruggles? Ruggles? That's a familiar name.
Yes. Well, you've probably seen me in the movies, huh?
No, I never go to the movies.
You don't go to the movies? Why, Colonel, you haven't lived yet.
Possibly not. What did you say your name was again?
Ruggles.
Ruggles?
Yeah.
Attached to 41st Division, 3rd Regiment in 1918?
Yeah, that's right.
Weren't you the captain's orderly, Company C?
Well, yes, I was.
Well, you remember me, don't you?
Well, yeah. Well, good old Captain Weir. Well...
Colonel Weir now.
Colonel Weir. Well, what do you know, a long time no see?
What did you do with those medals?
What medals?
The ones you borrowed from me before the armistice and forgot to return.
Well, Colonel, you see, it was like this.
I'm an easygoing man, Ruggles, and I never hold a grudge. Mm. But if those medals aren't returned in 6 hours, the brig will be your post office address for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And now, get out!
Yes, Colonel. Oh, feet keep 'em flying.
And now, boys, Linda Ware and the Sportsman will sing for you, Billy Boy.
Billy Boy, my charming Billy Boy.
Oh, where have you been, Billy Boy? Oh, where have you been, charming Billy?
I have been to seek a wife. How I want to find a wife. If I don't, I will soon be in the army.
Oh, we hope he will not be in the army. Billy Boy, my charming Billy Boy. Did she ask you in, Billy Boy?
Did she ask you in, charming Billy?
Yes, she asked me to come in with a dimple in her chin.
She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Did she set for you a chair?
Billy Boy, my charming Billy Boy.
Did she set for you a chair?
Charming
Yeah. Oh, boy, I'll say she did, yes, sir. And you know what she's got? Oh, gosh, ringlets in her hair.
She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother.
Billy boy, my charming Billy boy.
Can she bake a cherry pie?
No.
No, she can't bake a cherry pie.
No.
No, what about huckleberry?
Yeah.
Gooseberry?
Yeah.
Crab apple?
Oh, yeah.
Banana nuts?
Yeah.
Strawberry, lemon, coconut cream, mint, splints, and special ice cream?
Yeah. Sure.
Raspberry, rhubarb, blueberry, chocolate, deep dish, peach. Oh, it's a sad tale. She cannot bake a cherry.
Present a playlist especially written for the occasion by our own Charlie Ruggles, entitled Life in the Army, or I Didn't Raise My Son to Be a Sailor. As the curtain rises, our scene is the suite shared by Private Ruggles and Private Clabber at Camp Rest Haven. Music, Dave.
Come in.
I beg your pardon, sir. They told me to report here, but I guess there must be some mistake.
Oh, you must be Private Smith.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, no, there's no mistake at all. Just a minute, and I'll call the houseboy. Oh, Jeeves.
Yes, my lord.
Take Private Smith's luggage, will you, and lay out his linens?
Yes, my lord.
Yeah. Well, Smith, I'm Private Ruggles, and this is Private Clabber.
How do you do?
Come in.
I beg your pardon, gentlemen, but...
Oh, hello, Cap. Hello, Captain. How are you? Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute, Captain. Just sit over there in the corner a minute, will you, please? Private Smith, my good fellow, is there any advice I can give you?
Pardon me again, but I haven't met the private yet.
Oh, that's right, you haven't. Smith, meet Captain... what was your name again, Captain? I've forgotten the name.
Hemingway.
Oh, yes, Hemingway. Yes. Captain Private Smith, Captain Hemingway.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Oh, incidentally, I dropped in because I was wondering if you boys wouldn't mind coming out to drill this afternoon.
Well, no, I don't think so. No.
It's a nice day.
No.
How about... Tomorrow?
No. Captain, no. No, it's out of the question tomorrow. You see, Clabber is having his recital tomorrow. He can't go. No.
Well, how about later in the week? Then?
No, Cap. I tell you, give us a call in a few days and we'll let you know. That's a good call. Now, run along, will you, my good captain? We've got to dress for dinner. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
You know, Clabber, that captain is getting to be a nuisance.
Yeah.
And by the way, I wonder what we're having for dinner. Oh, hello? Hello, give me the chef, will you, please? Hello, Armand, the chef? What's cooking tonight, Armand? What's that? Crepe Suzette and Squab a la Maryland? Now, wait a minute. We had that last week. You forget, Armand, that you're not at the Ritz-Waldorf anymore. You're in the Army now, you know. No, you've got to use your imagination. Well, all right. Send up some tea and crumpets. Yes. It's almost time for our siesta anyway, so it's all right. Yeah, come in again.
Oh, hiya, General.
Well, boys,
how are you,
complaints
General?
Today, you what? Young rascals?
Would you ask us, General, if we had any complaints?
If you have any complaints.
Well, I wish you'd talk to Armand, really. I think Armand is in a rut.
What's he been up to?
Crepe Suzette's again.
Oh, not again.
Mm.
Well, I'll certainly give him a tongue-lashing.
And another thing, the captain's been bothering us, too, General. Drills. If it was up to him, we'd drill twice a week.
Yeah. Why, for 2 cents, I'd write home to my folks and tell them.
Now, wait a minute, boys. Let's not be too hasty.
And another thing's wrong around here's the beds. They're very uncomfortable. I've been having nightmares.
Well, after all, you will eat lobster before you go to bed.
No, Clabber's right. It's the beds, General.
But our beds have Inner Spring Sweet Dream soft slumber mattresses. Why, here, look at the label.
All right, well, okay, General, we'll let that go. We won't worry about it. But there's one thing more. Can't you do something about Betty Grable and Lana Turner coming down to camp so much?
Yeah, Judge said it's getting monotonous. Why can't we have Gene Autry for a change?
Yes, and why can't we have his horse? Anything, just for a change.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
I hope everything else is satisfactory.
Well, it's all right, but don't forget that Private Smith here will need some uniforms. Now, let's see. He'll need a dress uniform and a semi-formal uniform.
Yeah, and some informal gadabouts.
Informal gadabouts, that's right.
I'll see to it. Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, General. Goodbye, General.
Excuse me, fellas, but did I hear you say that all the beautiful movie starlets visit the camp?
Yeah, but we've got just as snappy-looking hostesses working right here.
Yeah?
Oh, say, wait a minute. That's an idea. Let's have a party for Smith, shall we?
A party for me? Where?
Well, right here. Wait
really?
A minute. Hello? USO? Send over 50 hostesses right away, will you, please? Yes, what is it?
Can I come in?
It was you, Sergeant. Well, what do you want?
Well, I was just passing by, and I hear you fellas were having a party, and... Well, can I come?
No, Sergeant. No, Sergeant.
Now, look, hey! Now, wait a minute, fellas!
No, you heard Clabber there, Sergeant. Don't argue with him. You know how easy he is to upset.
Well, why can't I come? Don't I tuck you fellas in at night?
Yeah.
Don't I give you tips on the races?
Yeah, that's right.
And when you asked me to make some fudge for you, did I say no?
No, but the thing is, if we invite you, all the other sergeants will want to come, too. No, you can't come.
Please,
no, Sergeant, I'm sorry. No,
please.
No. Go on, get out now. Go on, get out. That's it.
All right, come on.
Go on, get out. Go on, get out.
Come on, Ruggles! You gotta get out of that bed!
Yeah, go on, get out. Bed? What bed? What?
Wake up! You're in the army now!
Yes, sir. Oh, and it was such a beautiful dream, too. Almost time for the plane to take off.
So long, Goldbrick Ruggles. Keep an eye on Queenie.
Yeah, I will, Scrunch. So long, I will.
Well, goodbye, you handsome man in uniform. I love uniforms, but after all, there's no place like home, don't you think so? I mean, after all.
Goodbye, Miss Gush. It's been lovely. Simply lovely. Now, if there's anything I can do, anything at all that I can do,
we all would like to see more army maneuvers, Mr. Ruggles.
Yeah, I'll bet you would.
Look, Charles, here comes Colonel Weir.
Yeah, well, goodbye, Colonel, goodbye.
Goodbye. Come and see us again, won't you?
Yes, I will, Colonel.
And don't forget to bring those medals.
Yeah, I will. Good night, folks.
This program was... produced exclusively for the entertainment of the military personnel of Marchfield, California, and does not constitute or imply an endorsement by the War Department of the product advertised. Heard on tonight's show were Benny Rubin, Verna Felton, Jerry Hausner, Sarah Berner, Hanley Stafford, Harry Lang, Linda Ware, and the Sportsman. Music under the direction of Dave Rose. This is Art Gilmore inviting you to join us again next week for another Barrel of Fun.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have another episode of Barrel of Fun with comedian Charlie Ruggles. Commercials were inserted locally in these shows. It's more funny skits and great music with Barrel of Fun, with the first song, The Sky Without Stars, first broadcast January 9th, 1942 on Mutual.
A Barrel of Fun, starring Charlie Ruggles.
Come to the Barrel of Fun. Come, let's put old fool on the run. Come back with old Charlie Ruggles. Drop all your worries and troubles. Come to the Barrel of Fun. Come to the Barrel of Fun.
Welcome to another gala evening in the Barrel of Fun with Benny Rubin, Verna Felton, Sarah Berner, Jerry Hausner, Hanley Stafford, Linda Ware and the Sportsman, and Dave Rose and his orchestra. We open the program with The Sky Without the Stars. Take it away, Dave.
I'm like the sky without the stars, dear, when I'm away from you. What good is the sky without the stars, dear? What good am I without you? There's an empty place in my heart, no smile to cheer me. Just an empty space when I see that you're not near me. I'm just like the sky without the stars, dear, when I'm away from you.
Our genial host, Charlie Ruggles.
Well, good evening, everybody. Oh, my, certainly good to be back in the Barrel of Fun again. You know, I went on a little camping trip last week with Edgar, my head waiter. there's nothing like the great outdoors, you know. I'd been itching for months to go. But after rolling in that poison ivy, I guess I'll be itching for months to come. Edgar's a great one to go camping with. Oh, really. His idea of roughing it was to sleep in sleeveless pajamas. Yeah, the first morning at camp, Edgar stumbled on some empty milk cans and he yelled, "Hey, Charlie, look, I found a cow's nest." Yeah, well, the real thrill, of course, of camping outdoors is to get up at daybreak, take a cold plunge in the lake, and then a 3-mile hike before breakfast. The next time I go camping, I must try that. The place where we camped was full of mosquitoes, you see. When we pitched our tent, I heard one mosquito say to another, "Here's a couple of city guys, let's stick them for the drinks."
We did a lot of big game hunting, oh, yeah. Yeah, we tracked some mountain lions, and we were very lucky. Yeah, we didn't come across any. And then I spent 2 days on the trail of a buck. Finally, I wired a friend of mine in Hollywood, and he sent me the money. Hey, my hunting trip wasn't entirely fruitless, though. I shot a wildcat one night in my pajamas. What it was doing in my pajamas, I'll never know. But all in all, we had a very nice time. All except the trip back. Uh-huh. We got in a little jam in a little hick town called Squirtville Corners. Believe me, this town was so small, they painted "Come Again" on the back of the welcome sign. Yeah, they even had to stand the rhubarb on end to keep it in the city limits. Well, have a good time tonight, everyone, and don't forget the beer. It's good for you and very nourishing, as it contains hops and yeast. So let's all hops over to the bar and drink at yeast 2 glasses. Edgar.
Yes, Mr. Ruggles.
Yeah, come into the office, will you? I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Edgar, listen, I want you to be very careful who you let in here to see me tonight, see, because I'm worried.
What's up, boss?
Well, I don't know. A man has been shadowing me for days.
Gee, you're lucky. I wish I had someone to shadow me on these hot days.
Now, that's very, very clever repartee, Edgar, very clever.
Well, thanks, boss. A lot of people think I'm quite a wit.
Yes, I'm half inclined to agree with them. But, Edgar, listen, I'm worried about this man that's been following me. Every time I look around, there he is. I wish he was the little man who wasn't there.
Hello, Mr. Ruggles.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Where's Mrs. Davenport tonight?
Well, Linda, she won't be here tonight. She had a little accident today. She was hanging some pictures and fell off the ladder.
Oh, my, really? Did the fall hurt her much?
No, it didn't hurt her much, but it injured her somewhat and bruised her otherwise.
Oh, well, I'll see you later.
Yes, do. Uh-uh. Edgar, see who it is, will you? Yeah. And I'll hide behind this screen. And if it's anyone you don't know, tell them I've gone away.
Where?
Well, I don't care. Anywhere. But to Australia.
Yes, sir. Well, how do you do? What can I do for you, sir?
I want to teach Charlie Wuggles.
He's not in. He left for Australia today. I expect him in tomorrow night, though.
Are you kidding, Australia? Now, ain't that just too bad? He must have gone all the way over there to see me. I'm his cousin.
His cousin from Australia? Well, come right in. I'll see if he's back yet.
Okey-dokey.
Oh, Mr. Ruggles, come out wherever you are. It's your cousin from Australia.
Yeah, Australia? I don't have any cousin in Australia.
Are you Charlie Wuggles of the movie?
Yes.
Charlie Wuggles of the radio?
Yes.
Would you mind signing this for me?
Oh, now I recognize you. You're the fellow who's been following me for 3 days. Why, it's a pleasure to give you my autograph. Here.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to give you this summons. Here. Yeah, but...
A summons? What for?
For speeding through Squirtville Corners.
Yeah, but we weren't speeding. The speed limit in that town is 30 miles an hour.
Not on a sidewalk, buddy.
Edgar, didn't you mail the fine for that speeding charge?
Oh, sure.
Did you put a stamp on the envelope?
Oh, I didn't have to. I slipped it in the letterbox when nobody was looking.
Edgar, your head is just like your heart. Big, roomy, and soft.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Ruggles. You can always plead insanity.
Yeah, I can, but I'm afraid they might believe me. Now, look here, Mr. Process Server, you can't serve me with this summons. It's silly.
Yes, I know, but it's a living. I get $2 for it.
Oh. How much time do I have to answer it?
Let's see. I'd say about 3 minutes.
Yeah, what do you mean, 3 minutes? How can I get to Squirtville in 3 minutes?
Well, the judge is set up court out here in the banquet room. He's all ready for you now.
You mean I don't have to go to Squirtville? You mean they brought the Squirtville right to
me
here?
Yeah, they brought it right here. I thought I skipped the line there.
And the judge has set up the court in the banquet room? He's going to hold trial here? Well, isn't that irregular?
Well, the judge likes beer.
Yeah, but I'd rather postpone it until I can go to Squirtville.
You better not wait, Ruggles. The judge is he's not in a very good mood today. He might only fine you. Tomorrow, he's liable to send you to jail.
Oh, I see. That sounds like a weather forecast. Fine today, cooler tomorrow.
Well, don't you worry, Mr. Ruggles. I'll be your star witness.
Yeah, that's just what does worry me. Have you ever appeared as a witness in a suit before, Edgar?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, what suit was that?
My blue serge pencil stripe.
Oh, about that.
Come on, Ruggles. The judge is waiting in the banquet room.
All right.
Oh, Mr. Ruggles, do you have time to introduce my song now?
No, I haven't, Linda. You let Art Gilmore do it for you, will you? I'm about to say good morning to a judge, you know.
And now Miss Linda Ware and the Sportsman singing Wasn't It You?
Wasn't it you who wakened my lonely heart? Wasn't it you? Showed me a world apart. Hasn't it all been thrilling? Living from kiss to kiss. And weren't you more than willing to keep it forever like this? Wasn't it you who planned each exciting day? Heaven for two, and didn't you lead the way? Wasn't it you who said our love would never die? Can it be you now saying goodbye?
Wasn't it you who planned each exciting day? Heaven for two, and didn't you lead the way?
Wasn't it you who said our love would never die? Can it be you now saying goodbye? Not goodbye.
Okey-dokey, Judgy. I saved Walkers with the salmon.
Good. Now watch me separate him from some money. Oh, here he is now.
All right, Woggles, step up before the judge and state your name and address.
Yes, certainly. I certainly will. My name is Charlie Ruggles, Barrel of Fun.
I'm Judge Squirt of Squirtville.
Judge who?
Squirt of Squirtville.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad to know you, Squirt. Judge?
Ruggles, I've been looking over your record, and I decided to dismiss the speeding charge against you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Judge. But why are you so good to me?
Because there's another charge against you of killing a chicken. And I can make more money on that one. Ruggles, you are now before the bar.
Well, what'll you have, Judge?
Make mine short beer. Hey! This is the bar of justice. Ruggles, I warn you, anything you say now will be held against you.
Anything I say will be held against me?
Yep.
Yeah, all right, Carol Lombard.
Don't blame you. Now, this court is now in session. First, Ruggles, you've got a post bond with the bail clerk.
I see. Well, where is he?
Right here. I'm bail clerk. $10 bail.
Have you changed for a 20?
Is that a 20?
Yeah.
$20 bail.
Now, wait a minute, Judge. Wait a minute now. Why can't we hold this trial in Squirtville?
Because we ain't got a courthouse in Squirtville.
No courthouse?
Well, we used to have one, but the boys whittled it down. Okay, Ruggles, we'll proceed with the trial.
Now, but wait a minute. Why can't I just pay for the chicken? Why do we have to have a trial?
Because according to Ordinance Number 77B, which I wrote myself, the loser has to pay the court costs. Oh. Well, who's your attorney, Ruggles?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to defend myself. I studied law in college.
Oh, are you a college man, Ruggles?
I certainly am. Vassar, 26. Yeah.
Well, let's get on with this trial.
Yeah, but this is all so irregular. We haven't even picked a jury.
Oh, yes, I have. Brought 12 of my cousins all the way from Squirtville.
You brought your own jury?
Yep, and they'll only cost you $2 a day.
Yeah, you mean if I lose the case?
Want to make a little side bet? Before we proceed, Ruggles, I want to know something.
What?
Do you want to challenge any member of the jury?
Well, I think I can lick that little guy over there in the end.
I object!
Yeah, you object. You object. Well, who are you?
Ezra Squirt.
He's my cousin, twice removed.
Yeah, well, I wish you'd remove him again.
I'm the prosecuting attorney.
He could have been my son if I'd married his mother instead of my wife. And if I had it to do all over again, I would. Proceed, Mr. Prosecutor.
Now, wait a minute. Aren't we going to have someone take notes at this trial?
Oh, yeah. Sally!
Yes, Your Honor!
Ruggles, this is my daughter. Sari Squirt.
Sari, yeah. My goodness, the place is full of squirts, isn't it? Miss Squirt, can you take notes of this trial, all right?
Oh, sure. How do you want it, in dictation?
Well, we can try it that way. Your Honor, this case is purely one of circumstantial evidence.
And I said, have you got that so far, Miss Squirt?
Haven't even got a pencil.
Well, here's a pencil.
Oh, thanks. Oh, shucks, it's a short pencil.
Well, what's the matter? Can't you write shorthand with a short pencil?
No, I can write longhand with a short pencil or shorthand with a long pencil. Which one did you prefer?
Well, what can you do with a pen?
Keep pigs in it.
Never mind. Just take a piece of chalk and make notes on the floor. That'll
okay.
be fine.
Okay.
$10 for wasting the court's time. Mr. Prosecutor, proceed with the case.
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Ruggles, take stand. Ruggles, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, after those limitations he put on me, I can't say a thing.
$10 for refusing to answer the court.
Yeah, but say, now, wait a minute. What is this?
Mr. Ruggles, on the day in question, according to Exhibit A, did you or did you know? Answer yes or not.
I refuse to answer until I consult my lawyer.
Ain't you your own lawyer?
Yes, I am.
Well, then, when are you going to consult yourself?
Well, I don't know. I have an appointment with myself at 9 tomorrow, but I'm afraid I can't keep it.
Silence in the courtroom! Oh, broke my gavel. Sherry, let me use your heel.
I can't. He's back in Squirtville.
Never mind. I'll use my sheriff's whistle.
What's the matter? Are you the sheriff of Squirtville, too?
Yep. Mayor appointed me.
Who's the mayor?
I am.
It's a wonder you're not the dog catcher, too.
I used to be, but I had to give it up.
Yeah, why?
I caught the dog. Proceed with the testimony.
All right.
When you address this court, address me as Your Honor. Understand?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, dear.
Let's get on with this case. Proceed with the cross-examination, Ruggles.
Very well. Now, Your Honor, where were you on the night of July 13th?
July 13th? Let's see now. That was the night a horse was stolen. It's a lie!
Aha! You see, Sarah, make a note of that. Make a note of that, Sarah. It's your witness, Mr. Prosecutor.
Your Honor, if it pleases the court, I'd like to have Ruggles tell us in his own words exactly what happened.
Well, I was driving along, minding my own business, when this chicken starts to cross the road.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get on the other side. Mr. Bone, who that lady I saw you with last night?
Why, that was no lady. That was the night before last.
Hey! Will you two minstrel men get on with this case?
Oh, excuse me. Excuse us, the case, yes. Well, as soon as I saw the chicken on the road, I jammed on my brakes.
What happened?
Too late. CP, chicken patty.
Why didn't you turn out and drive round the chicken?
Well, I was short of gas.
And that's exactly what happened?
Yeah, well, it's a thumbnail description.
Ruggles, your story had a very hollow ring to it.
Well, it should. I'm speaking on an empty stomach.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm hungry, too. Court adjourned for steaks and beer.
Yeah, now, well, steaks and beer. Steaks and beer, no less. Well, what do you think of that? Well, how would you like them?
Well, you can make mine thick and rare.
Make mine thicker and rarer.
Just send the steer through and I'll bite it on the run.
Of course, you know, Judge, you know this, all of this will be on me, huh?
Oh, bribery, huh? That'll cost you another 10.
Why couldn't I keep my big mouth shut?
Old MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
And on this farm he had some chicks.
E-I-E-I-O.
With a chick, chick here.
And a chick, chick there.
Here a chick.
There a chick. Everywhere a chick, chick.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
And on this farm he had some ducks.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
With a quack, quack here.
And a quack, quack there.
Here a quack.
There a quack. Everywhere a quack, quack.
Chick, chick here.
And a chick, chick there.
Here a chick.
There a chick. Everywhere a chick, chick.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Old MacDonald had a farm. And on this farm he had some turkey.
With a gobble, 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 quack, 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 chick, 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 chick. Old MacDonald had a 60-acre farm,
and on this farm he had some.
Old MacDonald sent away to rear some sawbuck one. one fine day.
He ordered one mechanical cow, 'cause he's a modern farmer now.
When the apparatus came,
cogwheels, motors, and the mammoth train, he put it together and pulled the switch. It shuddered and shook and started to twitch.
Bing,
oh, ping.
Bing,
bing,
oh, ping.
Bing,
oh, ping.
Bing,
oh, ping.
Bing,
oh, ping.
Ooh. But no milk did he get. No, not a drop did he get. MacDonald has a farm, and on this farm he has some chicks,
and he has some ducks and turkeys too.
And now he's added a mechanical cow, but no milk does he get.
And though he's trying, yes,
no milk will he ever get. E-I-E-I-O.
Your Honor, I propose to show that the defendant, Charlie Ruggles, was driving his car with last year's license.
Well, I was driving last year's car.
That'll cost you another $10, Ruggles. Terry!
Yeah!
How much have we taken in so far?
$80, Your Honor.
Well, not bad. We'll soon have enough to build a new Squirtville courthouse. Going to put a roof on it this time. All right, any more witnesses?
Yes, Your Honor. Edgar Doolittle, take the stand.
Yes, sir.
Edgar, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing like the truth?
You mean like we rehearsed it?
Yeah. Object! Objection sustained. Proceed.
Now, Edgar, I want you to listen to the question very carefully. I slowed down when I saw the chicken, didn't I?
Object! The question is irrelevant, immaterial, and incompetent. Objection sustained.
All right, I'll reframe the question. Edgar, did I slow down when I saw the chicken?
Yes, sir.
Then what?
Then you asked her if she was going our way.
No, not that chicken. You stoop.
What was this chicken's phone number?
Yep, I object. It's irrelevant, immaterial, and Englewood 341 ring 2.
Clerk, make a note of that number and mark it Exhibit B. I'll study it further tomorrow night.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, where were we? Clerk, read back the transcript of the witness's testimony.
Oh, I didn't get any of it.
You didn't get it? Well, what he's been writing all this time?
Just some free verse. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, well, so long as it's free, go ahead.
All right. Shall I recite it with gestures?
No. Just recite it alone.
All right. 30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31. It ain't fair.
Very good, Sherry. Very good. All right. Any more witnesses?
Yes, Your Honor. My star witness, the woman who owned the deceased chicken.
Aha. The star witness, huh? The woman who owned the deceased chicken. Aha. So you do admit the chicken was sick. All right. Will you please take the stand, madam?
I got the stand. And I'd like to see anybody take it away from me.
Madam? Do you promise not to falsify, to watch your veracity, and to avoid all fabrication?
I do not.
Huh?
Not until I find out what those words mean.
I object.
Shut up. Go on with the witness.
All right, I will. Madam, were you the sole owner of this chicken?
Well, no. My husband owned part of it.
Which part?
I object.
Objection sustained.
I take it, madam, that you are married?
Yes.
To whom are you married?
My husband, that's to whom.
Well, now, isn't that a coincidence? What is your name, madam?
Used to be Smith, but now it's the same as my husband.
Your Honor, I make a motion this witness be dismissed on the grounds that she's irrelevant, incompetent, and slap-happy.
I object. You can't talk that way about my wife.
Your wife? Is she your wife? Oh, what's happening to me shouldn't happen to a dog.
$10 for contempt for the judge's wife.
Make it five more, dear. I need a new hat.
Yeah, well, how are you fixed for shoes?
Oh, she can use them, too. That's 20 altogether. Proceed with the questioning, Ruggles.
Proceed? What do you mean, proceed? Every time I open my mouth, money comes out. Madam, can I reimburse you for the loss of your chicken before the judge hits the jackpot?
Well, it ain't the chicken so much. But now that she's gone, Elmer's heartbroken.
Yeah, who's Elmer? Your son?
No, the rooster. He's heartbroken. He don't crow no more.
Ruggles, for alienating the affections of Elmer, $10. Continue, dear. We ain't reached our quota yet.
Well, because Elmer didn't crow the next morning, Hiram overslept. Because Hiram overslept, Henrietta wasn't milked. Because Henrietta wasn't milked, the milk train didn't stop at Squirtville. Because the milk train didn't stop, it ran into the Limited at the junction. And because the Limited was wrecked, I didn't get the Sunday funnies. And now I'll never know what happened to little orphan Nanny.
Now, you see that, Judge? You can see for yourself, Your Honor. This man, Ruggles, is a menace to society. A one-man crime wave and a bad boy. Prosecution rest.
Yeah, well, the defense also rests. My feet hurt.
Gentlemen of the jury, you have heard both sides of this case, the truth and Ruggles' version. I want you to give it careful and studied deliberation. Remember, justice must triumph. So take your time, Mr. Foreman.
Yes, Your Honor.
You'll now retire and reach a verdict.
Your Honor, we've reached a verdict.
My goodness, how time flies. It seems they were in there every bit of 2 seconds.
Gentlemen of the jury, what's your verdict?
We find the defendant, Charlie Ruggles, guilty of scrambling eggs on a public highway.
What?
Anything else?
Yes, Judge, we find you guilty of allowing a chicken on the streets without a license.
What?
Now, Judge, don't get excited.
And the jury recommends 60 days on the road, gang. 30 days apiece.
Well, Judge, it looks like we both go to jail. I guess this is what's known as a two-way stretch. Court's adjourned.
Nice out here in the country. Ain't it, Ruggles?
Yes, 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 Judge, it is.
This is going to be a swell vacation for us.
Since when is making little ones out of big ones a vacation?
Oh, don't worry, Ruggles. We'll be out of here soon. My wife is going to bake a cake with a file in it and send it to us.
Now, what do we do with it? Eat the cake and saw our way out with the file, or eat the file and batter our way out with the cake? Well, good night, folks.
This is Art Gilmore inviting you to join us again next week for another Barrel of Fun.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. And we're now on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.